Recuperating from a weekend excursion and getting used to people in the city again and on the bus. Lots and lots of them. I'm going to start you off with a piece by my feature. It's a trio, John Stetch Trio. They're from Canada. And this was put out by Addo Records. And a lot of jazzy numbers. And I've chosen some of the more interesting ones, I think, at least. So I'm going to play you first the... Let's start with the third track from that, which is called Black Sea Suite. No, let's not do that. Let's do the fifth track. It's called Norbu 7.7. And this album is called Fabled States. Here we go.
Four, 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 four. Join this year's BFA and BA Visual Art graduating class at their fundraising event on February 16th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the CBC Studio 700. Join the graduating classes for a silent art auction and live music. So grab a drink with your friends and enjoy the exciting art and music at the event located at 700 Hamilton Street in Vancouver. All funds raised will go towards the graduation show opening this April. Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
Whoa. All right, guys. So what we just heard was some John Stetch, all compositions written by him with his trio, Fabled State, and the album is called Fabled States. After that, I played some O-O-I-O-O, which are like some of my favorite Japanese musicians. And that was also the drummer from Boredoms, which is another really cool band. This is from their album Armonica Hua, which was put out in 2009, actually. So they haven't, to my knowledge at least, released anything recently, but it's about time because they put one out every 3 years or so. Anyway, and this is probably my favorite album of theirs. It's called, the first track, which is the one I played, was Shit Out of Luck, or SOL. So here's another John Stetch piece. This is called What the McHeck. And also, after that, I'm going to be playing a new track by Rudolph, local band. This is from their album Happy Legs. It's called Ocean Toll. This was released, you can hear it on Bandcamp, only weeks ago, like less than two, maybe. Anyway, so that's that. Here's John Stetch first. We'll be right back. So this is what happens when I have my phone beside me in the booth. Okay, doesn't matter. So, the next piece I'm going to play you is pretty long, so I thought I would throw three into that last set. That was another piece by my feature, John Stetch Trio, from their album Fabled States, and that was called Very Nutty. A little bit of jazzy flavor for you guys today. Now, the next piece is a piece of music that I've been, like, literally addicted to for the past week and a half. I've had multiple nights where I listen to it on repeat in bed while I fall asleep. So I thought, well, why don't I share this? This is written by Thomas Adas, who is a British composer and pianist and professor of music. And it's funny because in 2007, when he was 38, they did a retrospective festival of his work in London. And I just, that just seems so absurd. And I guess that just shows you sort of the point to which his music has gone, even though he's so comparatively young. We just did a retrospective of Xenakis after he had died last year in Vancouver with Vancouver New Music. And that was, I don't know. I mean, he would have been probably sitting in his 70s or 80s. So that gives you a little bit of a, I mean, it's amazing. So anyway, enough of that. This is Arcadiana, and it was recorded in 1998 by the Endelian String Quartet, and it's in 7 movements, and it's about 20 minutes long. The movements are Venezia Notturna, Das klingt so herrlich, Das klingt so schön, Auf dem Wasser zu singen, Tango Mortal, L'Embarquement, O Albion, and Late. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play this. Enjoy.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. Here I am, Robin. You're listening to 101.9 FM coming out from campus here at UBC. And we were just listening to Thomas Addis's Arcadiana String Quartet, played by the Endelian String Quartet. That was a really good recording and such a beautiful piece. And they did a great job. So what I'm going to do now is play you another track from my feature album. This is John Stett Trio, if you're just tuning in. Canadian, they're a jazz trio. And this is the 10th track from their album, which is called Reading Party, which I thought was appropriate because I belong to a reading group, which is more just a reading party. A lot of wine drinking and chatting and less reading. So this song is sort of fun, reminds me of that. And following that, I'm going to play you some Kraftwerk. I'm going to play you two tracks. I'm going to indulge a little bit here. I'm going to play you two tracks from Kraftwerk 2. Strom and Spool 4. Kraftwerk 1 and 2 are my favorite Kraftwerk albums. They are sort of in that, my guess is that they're sort of in that place where they, you know, got together, they have all this crazy equipment, and they're already extremely talented musicians, but this is sort of their experimenting phase before they've come down with a concrete style that is indicative of their later stuff that people are more, people know better. These albums, however, they're just as good as their older, as their newer stuff. And in a way, I think almost better because they sort of push it more because they're sort of like trying a whole bunch of things out. So I'm going to play those two tracks from Kraftwerk's second album, Kraftwerk 2. We'll see. That might take us close to 5, but I'll probably be able to throw some more stuff at you before the hour. So here's John Stett Trio. Thank you. Okay, so almost done here on CITR 101.9 FM here. I am Robin, and you're listening to The Rib. And what I'm going to do is a couple things before I go. Tell you about a couple shows coming up tomorrow night. Miss Emily Brown is having a CD release party at the Cosmic Zoo, 53 West Broadway. Also tonight, Dirty Spells are having an EP release party at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Discorder fundraiser is on Thursday at the Biltmore. And there's also lots of other stuff coming up. Okay, an evening of improvised music is happening at the Prop House Cafe on Saturday at 7:30. Western Front New Music is helping put that on. Nope. Actually, I don't know. Darren Williams is playing. I played some of his stuff, and I had a little bit of an interview with him a couple weeks ago on my show. So that's this week. I also want to play one thing before I go. I'm going to be playing some Tom Waits for you. This is from his album Bad as Me, which is his newest one. And congratulations to all those people who won CDs or LPs, or if someone won also a lithograph that he did on CITR here. We had a little draw a week ago, maybe. And okay, so I'm going to play Talking at the Same Time, which is one of the tracks on his album Bad as Me, right after this.
Really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.